Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. You have called me to this passage, and I've
everyone, welcome to Tuesday Health Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Rhoda Ziana Lolly. I'm your host for this evening with my engineer, Pastor Jonathan Hill, who's a mighty man of war, a man of valor, who gives us his strength every single week faithfully to bring you a word of knowledge, a word of inspiration, and some insight in how you can better your health by reducing the indoor environmental toxins. And I just am so grateful for him and his faithfulness, and to my other co-host in her absence tonight, Miss Ida Morse, who's been faithful for 2 years to help organize this radio show every week and greet our family from Canada and from across the United States and from around the world, various parts where people can listen in and call into the show. That's what I love about Blog Talk format, because this internet radio, it is far-reaching. So people who are hearing about us in France and in Canada and in Tanzania and Iceland, they can get special lines and call in and listen in on the show or listen over the internet every single week. And we get farther and farther and farther, and people are taking the MP3 recordings of this show. You can go to Nathan on the Spot on Facebook and on Instagram, Twitter, and get these MP3 recordings and send them around to your friends. And so tonight we have a topic, and I don't know that we've ever talked about this before. We're talking about environmental toxins and the health of your animals, especially your dogs and cats. We haven't talked about it probably in 2 years since we met this cat. It was a house cat, Allie. It was a black cat that had hypersensitivity. Every time strangers would come, Allie would run to the basement. When it rained outside, Allie would run to the basement. Any little noise in the house or out inside or outside, Allie would run to the basement. And she would stay down in the basement until, sometimes for hours and hours, sometimes until the next day, until she had her sense of security to come up out of that basement. And the gentleman of the house was a mechanical engineer. He didn't believe in the technology. The wife wanted to get the technology done because she saw what had happened with her friend that had involuntary tremors. The doctors thought he had Parkinson's disease, but then as the disease progressed, they said, no, this is kind of like what Katherine Hepburn had. You're going to lose your function of your hands. So he had violent tremors in his hands, and they told him, you're going to lose your speech. Well, to their surprise, it's been 7 years now, and 95% of his tremor stopped, and his speech never developed a speech impediment or difficulty speaking, because we found out that he was hypersensitive to electricity in the house, and when static blockers were put in the house and the house was balanced, his health began to sustain and began to improve. And so we are so excited tonight to bring to you some amazing stories about animals that were sick and they started getting better. And I want to just kind of reach back and give a throwback. 2 years ago, I spent some time talking to Rod in Canada. Before I go any further, I want to just give a shout out to our Canadian family. I love you. For being so faithful every Tuesday and for continuing the mission of Healthy Smart Homes in Canada and knocking on the doors of your neighbors and family and friends, asking people, is your house making you sick, and testing people for high static radiation in their homes and imbalanced chemicals that imbalance the airspace and the body in their houses in mitigating them. I want to give a shout out to my family and friends at Columbia University. I thank you so much for your continued support and what you're doing to help us get the word out. To my family and friends down in North Carolina, all the work you're doing down there with those children that have so many seizures, I just thank you for your continued support and encouragement. To my family and friends in California who are pushing the technology out there, to my family and friends in Montreal, Canada, I appreciate you keeping the biobalance cells moving up there. And so I thank you all tonight for interrupting your busy Tuesday afternoon to be on this line. I was saying I gave my friend Rod a call today. He's in Canada. He's an older gentleman, and he sustained a stroke about a month or so ago. So I try to call in and check in on him on a regular basis. And we got to talking about his dog named Rusty. He was one of the first people that began to experiment with using these nanotechnologies. They're electric safety devices. They were never engineered to treat, diagnose, prevent, or cure diseases. But people began to be so inspired by them that they started using them in a cadre of diverse applications. And so Rod's dog had a tumor on his leg, and the dog was in so much pain. And he said he was inspired to take the nano out of his phone. One day the dog was howling, so he wrapped it on the dog's leg, and within a matter of seconds, the dog was comfortable and stopped whining. And he hadn't even given him his pain medication yet. So he decided to leave that nano wrapped on the dog's leg. And as long as it was on the dog's leg, the dog was pain-free. In fact, the dog became more active. It was like the leg lost pain and lost all the discomfort, and the dog went back to engaging his robust activities, running, playing, jumping. He said it was almost like a miracle, like somebody gave the dog a new leg. And to his surprise, one day he went out to run an errand. When he came back, he saw that the bandage was really bloody, and he thought maybe the dog had injured the leg, so he picked the dog up and carried him to the vet. And when the vet took the bandage off, to both of their surprise, this tumorous mass had pushed out through the skin, and it fell off almost like an eyeball hanging with connective tissue, connective strings. And it was just a matter of a couple snips, and it was totally out of the leg. And when the vet looked at the leg, it's like it healed itself behind the mass. It pushed the mass out, that tumor out, and it was healing as it was pushing it out. It was healing and closing the layers of muscles and skin that this tumor was attached to. So it was a matter really of making a superficial repair or closing up the skin. And this dog's leg was totally healed. And we've been blown away talking about that testimony for years now. And so in this last week, I had an occasion to go to a house where a young woman was having heart disease. She went into heart failure, congestive heart failure, and she started having capillaries explode around her heart. And she had a dog, I believe the name of that dog was like a Pickaninny, or it was like a little small dog with the nose is kind of pushed in with big eyes. It's about how the blood vessels in the dog's eye began to explode. I was like, what? She said, the blood vessels in the dog's eye began to explode such that the eyeball literally deteriorated. It was like it demineralized, and it was like the eyeball died in the dog. And the doctor had to completely take the eyeball out.
When she told that story to her realtor because she was shopping for a new house, it was her realtor that called me. And who do you think that guy was? You got that right. If you've been listening to Dr. A for a while, you know that my eighth grade math teacher is the gentleman that had Parkinson's-like involuntary tremors and lost his ability to write and to use his left hand. I'm sorry, his right hand. The tremors were so bad for so long, he lost his ability to write and he lost his ability to feed himself. And when he heard that, he was so horrified that he called me and said, listen, we got a house, and as soon as you can come, you come through Ohio. I need you to look at this young family's house because this oldest son was born with autism. The baby had some health challenges. And everybody was, these are young people in their late 20s, early 30s. They were sick and really battling for their life. It was like their body was 100 years old. And so I got the one of my colleagues, an environmental health physicist, we went to this house and we began to survey the house. We were totally blown away. This woman was being T-boned by almost 600 on one wall and 300 on the other wall, and the bed had picked up the magnetism that was in her master bedroom, and they were being tased, and the dog was laying in the 500 BMUs of radiation, and it blew the dog's eyeballs, the blood vessels in the eyeballs, and I want you to put a pin right there. When you have blood vessels that are exploding, popping in your chest, and you have any type of degenerative tissue process, bone process, know that the magnetic surge, the static radiation in your electric system is too high. It should be below 40 BMUs of radiation or 0.2 milligauss of radiation, depending upon whose system of measurement you're using. When it is over that, it can demineralize the body, cause swelling of small blood vessels, and cause them to rupture. Process called angiitis or hyperreactive vasculitis. It is something that is misdiagnosed and underdiagnosed in the United States, and it's widely diagnosed in Europe. That's why Europe has a care model. Engineers are part of the medical team in Europe. You present with cancer, diabetes, heart disease, an engineer is coming to your house to check the magnetic flux of your electric system, your water system, and your gas system, and your windows. And when I saw the suffering of this young family, the young woman was so ecstatic, she said, Dr. Lala, you got to go to my grandparents' house. I said, okay, let's go. Here these people were missionaries. They had lived all over the world. They brought like a little mini farm out in the countryside, like a log cabin type of house. And it was crazy. Who puts the furnace in the middle of the house? The way the utilities were structured, they had made a utility closet in the middle of the house where the furnace and the hot water tank was. This was in the kitchen. So the kitchen was to the north of the utility closet, and it had the utility closet, it had the cooking stove, and then it L'd off where the sink was, and then had a wall with a refrigerator, et cetera. This is what was really crazy. They had put the master bedroom and the wall where the king-size bed went was shunted up against that utility closet. So the people were sleeping with their head on the furnace, One person had the head on the furnace, the other person had the head on the hot water tank. That is the highest vibration. These are two major appliances that have electric pulse and electric frequency. And what do you think happened? You got that right. Both of them had heart disease and pacemakers. The one that had their head in front of the hot water tank had sustained acute sinusitis, could not breathe when they laid down. The one that was sleeping with the head on the furnace, I mean literally 4 inches from the furnace, had had a stroke and had aphasia, couldn't even speak. This is why I say that you have to be intentional about the design of the house you're living in. You have to know what is on the wall where your head is. What is on the wall where your animals are sleeping? Because if electrical infrastructure and electrical appliances are on those walls, if computers and TVs are on the other side of that wall, you can get surges through the night through those appliances while they're turned on or off that can cause severe demineralization in the brain and cause you to have all kinds of strokes and all kinds of blood vessel disorders of the brain and of your body. This is serious, people. We are under a nationwide call to action to attend to toxic houses. And we have to be more intentional about our animals. Where are they sleeping and what are they sleeping in? I went to a party at CNN while I was in Washington, D.C. Somebody had a party for all the CNN, for CNN producers. And I was giving them, they had a celebrity chef there from Wolfgang Puck. And I was showing her how the food can pick up static from electrical appliances. And they were like, really? No, we got all this food at Whole Foods. And I'm like, yes. I said, but this house is totally electric. It was a mansion. It had every bell and whistle in it. And when we began to play with the food and play with our technology, they were totally blown away at how we could balance the technology and discharge the static to make the food more wholesome. There was a producer there, one of Michael Jackson's producers, and he was totally blown away. He's like, you got to be kidding me. He said, look, I got a dog with seizure. Can you come to my house? I said, are you serious? I said, it's 10 o'clock at night. He said, I don't care. My dog has seizures, and what you're saying makes sense, and I just want to know if you can do my house. I said, well, let me check with one of my associates and see if they can come with me. And so she said, yeah, let's go. So we went over there, and we did this house almost 11 o'clock at night by the time we got started. When we got to the dog's chambers, I was blown away. Here this dog was sleeping in 1,700 BMUs of radiation. Safe levels are below 40. And this dog had a severe seizure disorder. He's sleeping in 1,700 BMUs in front of a mirror, which lasers all of that. The dog had degenerative diseases of the bone. And when we opened up the door, there were millions of ants outside the door, millions of ants. It was incredible. So he said, Dr. Lai, we need you to retrofit this house now. I said, 11 o'clock at night? He said, listen, whatever it takes. I said, well, listen, we're going to have to come back tomorrow because we got to get the engineer. But we'll do what we can do tonight and balance your house out. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, animals are suffering. If you have a dog or a cat with degenerative disease of the bone, having seizures, having blood vessels burst and rupture in their body, know that you need to immediately check the magnetic flux, the microsurge in the electrical line, because the animals are getting sick. If your cat or dog has cancer, know that is a wake-up call that you may be next in line for that disease. We're not just on the radio every Tuesday making a sacrifice to blow out some hot air. We are under a nationwide call to action to promote healthy homes and bring you these stories so that you can wake up and wake your neighbors up and launch this nationwide effort to get your house checked and know what your numbers are. Your house could be making you sick. It could be the source of the demise of your health. And so I'm just so grateful to be able to report that after we did the house where the dog had ruptured, his eyeball had ruptured, the lady said that was the best sleep that they had had, she had had, in like 2 decades. She said, I could not believe how fantastic I slept. I said, yes, because we took the radiation, the static out of your line, and we took your microsurge levels from almost 600 down to 19. That gives you the most amazing sleep you can imagine. And so we're on this airwaves tonight to celebrate that we have another young family that has the hope of a healthy life. Could you imagine? This mother has an autistic child. What would happen to him if we can't keep her alive to raise him and care for him? Because he requires a comprehensive plan of care to manage everything about him, his physical development, his emotional development, his diet, his activities, his exercise, etc. These families and with these autistic children, they have incredible challenges to multitask, to keep these kids balanced so that they can have some quality of life. And my heart deeply goes out to them. That's why. Nobody is taking me down. I don't care who tries to defame my name. You know, I'm a woman of God, and I'm going to make grace happen in the earth to make life a better place, this world a better place for the people that live here. That's my calling. That's what I'm here to do, and I'm going to get it done. Now, on a good note, I have a praise report tonight. Remember, we've been praying for the last 3 weeks for my cousin, Nora. She's a supermodel. She was going to Los Angeles, and she disappeared in the airport in Chicago. I still don't have the terms of her disappearance, but she is found. We found Nora 4 days ago. The police found her in Chicago and have returned her to her family, and we are so grateful that she was found unharmed. You know, and that the angels of God watched over her in her state of confusion, whatever happened to her. She was not, no one kidnapped her, did whatever, she was released. Because I haven't got all the particulars of the story. But God was just faithful to keep his hand on her, keep her protected, keep her in the United States, because there was one point where they thought she was abducted and they had taken her into Canada. I mean, it was, the stories were just wow. But Nora is found, so yay! We've been rejoicing for the last 72 hours because what a burden that has been lifted off our chest to know she is found and she is safe and she's back with her family. So I thank all of you that prayed with me and prayed with the family. The other thing is my brother who's been on the show a couple of times, Big Daddy Wilson, a Cincinnati retired NFL player with the Cincinnati Bengals, the Houston Oilers, the Los Angeles Rams, the Detroit Lions. Time to see the Edmonton Eskimos, double Super Bowl MVP. He's got two gold rings. I keep saying I'm going to put one of them on my finger and take a picture. But he celebrated his 70th birthday this week or last Friday. And I just love my brother. He is a celebration in my life. And I thank all of you that posted up comments on Facebook saying that even though he wasn't your brother, you felt like he was and you were wishing him a happy birthday with me. Thank you so much. I just have had an incredible week of just things unfolding. I want to say welcome to America to all of my African ambassadors that are in the U.S. attending the African Chamber of Commerce convention in Dallas, Texas. I was hopeful to be one of the presenters this week, but it's this year, but it conflicts with my schedule. So hopefully I can get in on next year's event calendar. But it's a fabulous affair to go to. And I am just so grateful that that we were invited to participate, and I look forward to the activities next year. Because our water system is so fabulous. I've heard from, we have an orchard down in St. Croix that's had our technology for 4 years. And we've had Mr. Sterling on the show a couple of times talking about the growth of his plants, how the mangoes doubled in size. His mango trees, first of all, wouldn't even grow. And when he put the technology in his orchard, they started blossoming, and everything that would not grow is growing. It doubled in size. In fact, the mangoes tripled in size. He had the reddest cherry tomatoes, and he said everything in his greenhouse was amazing. So he had solar relays out throughout the orchard to pull the frequency from his house out there and balance the plants, and it just caused everything to have super growth. And he said in the hurricane, what amazed him was that everything, the orchard was totally destroyed. All the fruits and everything were totally blown somewhere else. He said, but the poles that had the solar relays on them were standing firm and intact. And he said that just blew him away, that they were firm and intact. And so he's grateful, and he has replanted his orchard, and they don't have any water, they don't have any electricity on the island, he said, but he's enjoying the fact that the solar is powered by his windows. So he has the energy waves coming through that strengthen him while he's cleaning up the debris in his yard and in his community. They are still without power. They can't get mail. And they still don't have any running water. So pray for the hurricane victims that are in Florida and throughout the Caribbean, because may God speed and his mercy and grace quickly restore the electricity and the water and the basic amenities that they need to be comfortable in life. We have a lot to be grateful for tonight. If you're in your house and you are living well and you have health, you know, tell a neighbor, tell a friend. You need to check, get the microsurge in your electric system checked. It could be too high. It could be the source killing you and making you sick. And all these years, how long have we been talking about the Midwest and regions in the Midwest where the radiation levels in the ground, the dirt, is really, really high? We had talked a couple of times about the article in the New York Times calling Cincinnati a mini Hiroshima. And after all that we have said and done and all that we have suffered through, there has been monies released for people in that area to be able to get health care services and home care services because of their sustained exposure to radiation. So we can give ourselves a big clap. Yay! That in our lifetime, in our time, it may seem like we were hollering, we were campaigning, we were informing, we were teaching, we've been on the TV, we've been on the radio, but somebody has heard our cry for those people in that community. and they are finally resources. If you know anybody in the Cincinnati area that worked at Fernald, they need to call the professional management, professionalcaremanagement.com. Professionalcaremanagement.com. One more time, professionalcaremanagement.com. And they can inquire and apply to get home care services. And they are federal funding now to provide the intervention that we've been asking for how long now? 10 years. So all of our living has not been in vain. All of our work has not been in vain. And I appreciate Mr. Hill and Ms. Morris for their kind regard, for giving us strength and giving us their shoulders, for giving us a Star Wars, you know, being angels of the galaxy of mercy, so that we could bring our message, bring our findings, bring these testimonials, bring the hopes and dreams. The Payne Dobb family, Norris family, extends their gratitude for your prayers, your continual prayers, to help sustain their strength during one of the darkest hours of the night. When your child is missing, I don't care how old they are, it is a feeling that grips your heart. I was Nora's babysitter when she was a baby and a school-ager and a teenager. I remember when she used to moonwalk, and she was crazy about Michael Jackson and grew up to be one of his songwriters. She made a lot of money writing on Michael Jackson's team. And to know that she was missing and we didn't know where she was at and what was going on with her, it gripped my, I'm telling you what, it gripped me in the middle of my stomach. And so I'm so grateful for all of you that prayed with me and prayed for our family at that great time of need. And so I'm going to leave you with this thought tonight. Life is intentional. And everything we do has a consequence. With all the massive illnesses now, it must become the intention of all of us to ask this one question: is our house making us sick? We all have the opportunity to make our house safer and our neighbor's house safer. We are all put in this earth to solve a problem. We're all put in this earth, and inside of us is a solution. And so for that reason, I don't make any excuse anymore for being an anointed healer of the Most High God and having a passion to press forward to inform people about having safer indoor environments where you live, where you work, where you play, where you go to school. Because if we choose to sit down and say nothing, sustained exposure to radon and chemicals take our life prematurely, and our children will become vulnerable and preyed upon. It is scandalous how many children were abducted in the last 7 days, just in the community where I am. There were 4 children that have been abducted, the youngest one being 3 months old. What is going on that our children are being snatched like 40 going north? And I sent a video around this evening. Because now they're telling mothers with young children, do not shop at night. Because the people are praying in the parking lots of Target and Walmart and the grocery stores, looking for you parents coming out, carts full of groceries, groceries in your hands, and your children are walking beside you, in back of you, in front of you, and if they're X number of feet, these people come up and swoop your kids, and they done got them in a car and ran off with them. So if you're shopping at night, your children need to be in the basket or so close to you holding on the basket. You cannot let your children wander 2 feet in front of you, beside you, or in back of you anymore. Especially if you're living in Ohio. Ohio has so much witchcraft and satanic activities now that Canton, Ohio had to start a satanic crime division in the police department. Canton is just about 2 hours south of Detroit, Michigan, where they have erected a 9-foot statue of the devil with children at the base. It's wake up time. It's wake up time. And so we have to live intentional. We have to wake up and be aware of our surroundings and what's going on around us. And I'm going to leave you with this note. I have a dear friend of mine, when he was a child, his father discriminated against him and was very abusive to him. And at Christmas time, he would buy the other kids toys and toys that they wanted, and he would almost give him nothing. He intentionally made a difference with him. And so, even though he's a grown man now, he hated Christmas. Every time Christmas came, he would come to the basement while the rest of his family gathered and sang and ate. He would be down in the basement brooding over this, the memories that were so abusive and alienated him and isolated him from the dreams and the hopes of Christmas joy. Because he's somebody I love, I realize that one of the reasons why we're in the earth to bind up the brokenhearted. I've been looking for people with broken hearts. Because as a woman of God, a woman of faith, I realize that's one of the reasons why I'm in the earth. Not only to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, but also to bind up the broken heart. And that resonates with me as a registered nurse. And so I spent 5 minutes yesterday texting Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell. I told my friend, I said, this is going to be the most amazing Christmas. You're going to have a great time this Christmas. You're not going to let the little boy that's hurt. We're going to nurture him, nurture and band-aid his wounds, and we're going to get him ready for the most amazing Christmas he's ever had. I said, because you're a grown man now. You have grandchildren. You have children. They've never been able to experience Christmas joy and Christmas cheer with you because you've been in the basement feeding this little boy that was broken 60 years ago behind a father that was abusive and probably was abused as a child himself. So we're going to bring forgiveness to Christmas, and we're going to start celebrating Christmas now. So when Christmas comes, you're going to be ready for all of the Christmas cheer and all the Christmas songs. And so I extend an invitation for all my listening audience to join me. I want you to go out to Walmart or Joann Fabric and get some red ribbons. You know somebody with a broken heart? A heart. Get some construction paper. Go to the back of Walmart, get maybe some Valentine's card, cut a heart out, and give somebody who's brokenhearted a new heart for Christmas. Turn on the movie The Wizard of Oz, the Tin Man got a new heart. When your heart is broken, you become like a Tin Man, brass. Always growling, always talking about people, always putting them down. We have so many people that need a new heart for Christmas. So instead of cutting up people and talking about them and crushing them and oppressing them, they find a reason to nurture life by speaking the good words, the great words that they possess. And we're going to help a whole lot of families heal because we're binding up the broken heart. I really expected to get a major rebuttal from my friend when I said that to him, because he's a highly accomplished man. He's done a lot of great things in his life, and he's a genius. He has many inventions. But instead, I found this little boy who was intrigued that I wanted to engage him to sing a Christmas melody with him in the middle of October and tell him this is the best Christmas you're going to have because you're going to mend your broken heart and you're going to be full of Christmas cheer, and we're going to start right now. So I'm asking my radio family, all of for Thanksgiving, encourage all your friends to have the house tested for radon. January is the national radon testing month. Start talking and telling people to test their house for radon. You have to know your numbers. You need to know what your microsurge is in your electric system. If you have gas in your house, you need to call the gas company and have them come out and sniff out your house to make sure you don't have any gas leaks. Many gas companies provide that service for free. If you don't have a radon tester, I recommend you spend $200 and get a digital radon tester. Yeah, you can go to Lowe's and get the $15 kit, but you may never get the results. People, they lose those thousands of those kits, and I'm frustrated with the process, so I tell people, invest the $200 and then rent the machine out to your family members for $20 and $30 and let them use it. Because we have been able to find so many families with high radon levels. One of my dear engineer friends that surveyed with me, telling him, he said his wife is sick. I said, here's this digital radon meter. Go test your house. He came back and said, Doc, the levels are 21. I said, if the levels are 21, you need to petition your landlord to put a radon mitigator in. That did not happen. 1 year later, the wife came down with pancreatic cancer. That's why I'm convinced. People that radon, and it is a scientific fact, they used to think that radon could only cause lung cancer. Now, the EPA is saying radon can cause all kinds of cancer. You got cancer in the family? You need to know what your radon levels are. Now, what do we do when we have radon in the house? You need to open up a window at least 15 to 30 minutes every day, Dr. Oz said, and vent your house out. If you're in a basement and you don't know what the radon levels are, open the window 15 to 30 minutes and air out the basement if you're going to be in there sleeping or you're going to be navigating in the house. And so these are just little things we can do. Care enough to share this information. You're giving away baskets for Thanksgiving. Be concerned about the quality, air quality in the house, along with the Thanksgiving meal. We can help to save lives and keep people from cancer. There's so much more that I would love to share, but I'm going to save some for next week. I love all of you. You're a celebration in my life. Look for the brokenhearted people in your families, in your community. Let's go. Do a Red Heart campaign, and let's get these broken hearts mended for Christmas. And everybody have a wonderful evening. To the Archangel in America, Pastor Jonathan Hill, my hero, I love to celebrate you. To my Canadian family, I appreciate you. Is anybody on the line tonight that wanted to share a testimony?
Yeah, hello, Dr. Lally. This is Mario.
Oh, hey, Mario. How are you, man?
Yeah, I'm doing very fine, but quite fine.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Since the Ecosphere Salon there about a month ago, not even a month ago, on the 1st of October, I have harmonized 5-6 homes now.
Wow.
With the solely installation.
Wow. How solely working for you guys?
And every time, you know, it was 100% solid for sure, you know.
Wow.
It's amazing what a solely relay and the full solely installation can do, you know. It just can reverse totally the influence, the negative influence of radiation in the house.
It's amazing what that window nanotechnology is doing. For those of you just listening in, Soli is our newest nanotechnology. She's a solar technology. She works on glass. And we're able to take glass and mitigate static in the indoor environment and put a balanced wave, an energy wave that comes from the glass that helps to move the air and mitigate, stop the static that's in particular matters and other airborne particles so that the air is lighter and you can take your groceries and stick it in front of the window and solely will discharge radiation from the food from the grocery store. If you are sleeping with a window in your bedroom, solely will give you a facial while you're sleeping and you wake up younger. I mean, people tell me you don't look an hour over 25. You know, matter of fact, my brother was teasing me because I was in the library in Maryland. I was having a webinar in this library in Maryland, and my blood sugar got low. And I went to the librarian, and I said, I'm in trouble because my blood sugar is so low, and I haven't had lunch yet. I said, do you have some candy or something? He literally ran up about 50 steps and grabbed somebody's kind candy bar and ran downstairs in the nick of time. I thought I was going to collapse on the floor and gave me this candy bar. So I posted a picture up on Facebook. Many of you commented on it. And I all of a sudden I get this Facebook from France. It's my brother who is a professional coach, basketball coach over there in the France NBA League. And he's teasing me. He says, you just probably faked that low blood sugar so you could have a round with that cougar. You trying to be a cougar in the library picking up that young man. He said, but you do look good. He said, you look awful young. I said, it's the power of that solar nanotechnology. And Mario, it is so awesome how it works that you remember we used to have such congestion in the lines and we couldn't lower the microsurge using those plug-in filters. Now we just put Soli in the window, let her set for 15 minutes. She opens up the lines and everything works better. So that's fabulous that you are maximizing doing these houses with Soli. I know they love it.
Yeah, and it's really, really, really easy to show people the results. As a matter of fact, last weekend, I had 9 ladies in the room. We were having a workshop. And what I do, I show them how to do the Pedora test and pair them up so that they each other check for the walls, check for the windows, and check for their mobile phone. And evidently, at the last part of the workshop, I installed the Soli, only the Soli on the window, eh? And people are totally reversed, you know, to see how amazing it gives immediate results on the three issues, you know, which is the wall, which is the mobile phone, and which is the window.
It's amazing. And speaking of Soli, we have discovered something new with Soli.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to the Chinese doctor, when you go to the Chinese medicine doctor, they work with the qi. And they balance the core of your chi before they give you treatment. One doctor discovered if you have Soli in the window and you have a mirror in your house and you put a relay on the mirror will laser the Soli and put it and connect it into the electric system. If the mirror is on the wall, it will laser the Soli and put it into the electrical system. It will connect with Soli on the window. And if you stand in front of that mirror and put your hand flat foot on the mirror, it will balance the chi in your body like one of those expensive treatments with a beamer. You know those amethyst pads that people lay on and they get the infrared beamer. They call it the beamer pad that balances all the chakras in the chi. And a treatment from that beamer pad may cost you $50 to $60. This doctor, this naturopath, has Soli, and she has the whole system in her office. And she put that relay on the mirror. She stands everybody in front of that mirror that has parasites. Any treatment that she gets, she puts them in front of the mirror. They put their hands on the mirror. It balances all their chakras and balances their chi. So when she goes to give them a treatment, it's like, you know, 100% batting average. So we put the relay on a mirror, and I fell asleep in front of the mirror. And when I woke up, nobody recognized me. I didn't even recognize myself. I could not believe my skin. So I'm telling people, you think that Soli on the window is something, add the relay to a mirror in your house, and you're going to be totally blown away at the medicinal benefits that you get from standing in the mirror, putting your hand on the mirror, and picking up that lower frequency from the Soli.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. I'm telling you, Mario, and I know you are the very person we need to play with that solar and figure it out. Because you have such an extensive background of working with all kinds of machinery and, you know, vitality machines.
I will certainly try it out even tonight on one in the mirror in my house.
Oh, yes. Now, should I call the Canadian FBI? Because you'd be so handsome up there, the women would be running you down the street. And then I'm going to get a phone call. Dr. Lally, you done made Mario a hero, and he's a superstar. And he's so handsome, the women are running him all around Montreal.
I wish.
Well, you know what? I'm looking forward to it. And wait till you see. The Soli is so awesome that it's connected. All of the technology has a little Soli relay in it, and then the biobalancer is off the chart. When you have a biobalancer on your phone, you know the automatic door opener for cars? You click a button and open up the car door. If you lay that automatic door opener on your phone or a remote to the TV, any kind of remote, or a cordless phone, lay it on top of your cell phone with the biobalancer in it, it will link to the Soli and make the Soli frequency wall-to-wall in your house.
Amazing, isn't that right?
Yes,
I never thought of that.
Oh my God, Mario! When you see this, I can't wait to come to Canada and show you. We can go wall to wall with Wi-Fi. Soli's got her little. She's got Wi-Fi technology, where she will mitigate Wi-Fi, but you have to call it out of her using your cell phone and a wireless transmitter. And you can make that wave go wall to wall and bioharmonize Wi-Fi in a house.
So what do you have to do so that it locks in?
I'm sorry?
What do you have to do? Could you just having a bio balancer on your cell phone and the Soli
in
the house?
That's right. That's all you have. If you have those two things, then what you do is you take either your car keys, the wireless remote transmitter, or a remote from a TV or a ceiling fan, anything that has a remote, has a wireless transmitter, or a cordless phone. And you just lay it on your cell phone that has the BioBalancer in it. When you lay that transmitter on, it will call, it turns on the Soli in the BioBalancer, and it will link from any window in the house. It will call Soli to it, and it will BioBalance all the Wi-Fi in the house. Wait till you see me demonstrate it. You're going to be totally blown off of the chart, out of the room. It is
great.
So awesome. Soli has gone. I mean, she's the way that we have hooked these solars up. She's off the chart. She's off the record. And so why would you need water wall mitigation? When you come in, you're really, really tired, and you just need a hug from your house, that's when you do it.
Great. So
it's
we
amazing.
We can't say now we cannot say anymore that the sky is the limit. It's much, much beyond the sky.
It's beyond the sky. I'm telling you, we're into the heavens now. We are into the heavens. Soli brings heaven to the earth. That might be my new insignia. We bring heaven to you because she makes, I mean, the miracles. Look at Destiny. Destiny is doing math now. Destiny is a college student. Destiny made the AB honor roll after never being on the honor roll and being a CDF student.
So
it's
she's
incredible.
Going well.
Yeah, she's in college. Our Destiny is in college.
Right. I guess she's 21 years old now.
Uh-huh. And we have a senior who had a hysterectomy, and she had an anesthesia accident, and when she woke up, she couldn't do math anymore. She couldn't even do 2 plus 2. She didn't know how to balance a checkbook. She was crawling. I mean, the polarity in her body was just upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's walking 3 miles a day. She's back on her A game. She's advocating for the seniors to get this technology in a senior citizen high rise on the East Coast. So it's incredible all the miracles that are happening with Soli. Soli is just cooling people out and just putting people at peace. And it's just amazing to see how she's working.
Yeah, I guess that's what I consider having seen so many other products on the market in different salons. I figure that's the only technology for this modern world of Wi-Fi technologies, you know.
Well, one thing about it is that she is a download from heaven. God's technology in the earth, and I love her because she is making so many people happy and at peace. She's restoring peace and sanctity in people's homes and in their lives. I've seen people who were raging animals cool out and rebalance and reposition, and I've seen children that were just off of the chart with hyperactivity be able to find peace and enter their souls. And I've seen people who are going blind that I've seen blindness arrested. I've seen people who had lost their minds regain their sanity. And we're so glad that we have a research company now in North Carolina that has 4 research houses and they're documenting these houses. They're calling them therapeutic homes. And I said, well, that's incredible, because this technology was never engineered to treat, prevent, diagnose, or cure. But what we're finding is when you are highly effective in lowering indoor toxins, the body has an opportunity to do what God engineered it to do, and that's balance and maximize your life. And so, Mario, you become the expert, because you own that technology. You make us skip, hop, and jump. That's why Soli came out in Canada before I brought it to the United States, because the Canadian team, you guys are just excellent. You're geniuses, and when you play with it, you just take it to the limit. And I just appreciate so much of what you give to me and show me. And like I said, you know, when Rod harmonized that grocery store up there, 54,000 square feet, with Stoli, that blew me away, how effective that he was in doing that.
Right.
So, you keep up the good work. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm going to try out this mirror thing tonight.
Oh, yes. Try it out. And, you know, like I said, you probably need to put a warning. Write up a warning. Say, warning. Man of the house is transforming. He'll be younger and sexier and better looking.
Yeah.
Warning to all women. Stay back 15 feet.
You know, I'm often alone, except for the weekend when my kids are coming over. But I have three border collies that I know their behavior quite well, eh? And there's no placebo nor nocebo effect with dogs, eh? So I will be observing how they react to just the fact that I put a Soli relay on one big mirror I have in the hall.
Hey, you gotta let us know, you know. But
sure, I'll let you know next week. Yeah,
make sure that you have the escape route in case they wanna run after you and kidnap you, you know, take you up in the highland someplace.
Right, in Scotland. Yeah.
Okay, Mario. Well, listen, I'm excited to hear your experience with Soli, the relay, and the mirror.
Sure. Yeah, I will be discussing this with you next week or even
okay,
before.
Okay. Wonderful. Well,
take
ladies and gentlemen. Pardon me?
I said, take care, everyone.
Okay. Take care, everyone. Anyone else want to share tonight? If not, tell Lynn and Rita I said hello. And thank everybody for joining us tonight. I love and celebrate you. This is Dr. Lolly to my Columbia University family. I celebrate you. Thank you for all of the many kudos that I got from Miss Morgan. Her video has gone all over the place. Everybody is celebrating her newfound strength in moving her arms and legs. The doctors at Cleveland Clinic and are just astounded. I mean, the mother said everybody is like, this is a miracle of great magnitude. So I thank everyone for their hope and faith for Morgan, and there'll be many more videos for you to see and share in the future with all of our so many miracles that are forthcoming. Good night, everyone.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.
Anybody in here been through some storms? If you've been through some storms, raise two hands. Well, I see some folks didn't raise their hands. I want to tell you, your storm is on the way. Do I have a witness here? All of us have to go through. Do I have a witness? In fact, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers them out of them all. In fact, I want to tell you tonight, you have to go through in order to get out. Do I have a witness here? Anybody here, if you've been through and God brought you out, I want you to tell two people, say, neighbor, I've been through, but I'm still here. Tell somebody else that.
Does anybody here know God brought you?
Yeah.
Yeah.